Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Jim.
Speaking.
Jim, this is Daniel. Daniel Garcia calling you back from Noon Book Writing. Hope you remember me.
Just a minute. I'm going to put you on hold.
I'm sorry?
Daniel, how are you? Hello?
I'm fine, things fascinating. How about you?
Getting along?
I'm fine. Oh, that's great. That's great. Excellent. Well, Jim, we are in process of delivering you the books, all right, the shipment. We have already placed the order with Lulu. I guess Lulu Publishing did call you today to confirm the address.
Who? What
Lulu
is the name
Publishing?
Of the company?
Lulu Publishing?
Doodle?
Lulu Publishing. It's L-U, L for Lima, U for Unicorn, L for Lima, U for Unicorn.
Lulu.
Indeed.
Okay.
And I guess they called you today to confirm the address and everything.
They call me with no information on themselves except they wanted my address, and I did not give it to them.
Okay.
Because I didn't know who they were.
Okay. Okay.
I talked to a lady from Lilly.
Mm-hmm.
She was very aggressive and wanted my address. I refused to give it to her. Somebody by the name of, give me a second. I got to dig this one up. Betty, who was that? Rich? Rick? Roy? Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody by the name of Rick was supposed to call me back and never did. I anticipated that as a prank phone call trying to extract information and provided no information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so if they are your contract printers, mm-hmm. give them my address and get me my damn books.
Okay, now see, what was the problem is that we had your number on the file, all right, when we placed the order, we gave your number because you're the author of the book. Eventually, when they would deliver the books to you, all right, so for receiving the books, they will contact you, all right? They're delivering at your address. So I guess you should have asked for their confirmations, who they are exactly. You should have given your address because they have actually sent in an email today stating that you actually misbehaved with them, all right, and you weren't giving out your address. And I was like, why did Jim actually do that? Now, due to this, all right, this now we have a business-to-business relationship with them, all right? You're not the only client that is using the printing service, right? And this is actually destroying the business. So
what? Destroying what business?
Well, we have a business-to-business relationship with Lulu Publishing, right?
You know, let me tell you
something.
You're
not the first
time. Let's make this real simple.
Printing your book or getting
no,
your
no,
book.
No. You contracted with Lulu to print and ship my books.
Mm-hmm.
You better give them my shipping address.
What
because you already gave them my phone
address?
Number.
So do
what?
You have this common sense that I wouldn't have given you address as well?
I don't know who they were. They didn't identify themselves.
What I'm trying to tell you that don't go ahead and misbehave with everyone who's calling you, all right? It does not mean that
so
you
if
should
I know
have
who
asked
was...
them for a confirmation, all right, who they are. You should have actually, you know, identified them first. But it does not mean that you would misbehave with them and you would hang up their phones or whatever it was.
I did not hang up with them. I talked to a lady by the name of Lily. I never talked to a person by the name of Rick.
Okay.
I know nothing about them except they wanted my address to ship books. I said, well, what are you shipping and who are you?
Mm-hmm. So didn't they
We have your book here ready to print. They wouldn't even identify the damn book.
You didn't ask them the title of the book? Which book are they talking about?
Man, I went through this with them, and I got no information from them. And I said, you want to ship me something? Give me the first number of the address you think I live at. They wouldn't even do that, which happens to be 8004. That's beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been in this game a long time. I got government clearances you can't even reach. I understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
This is the worst 6 months of what's going on to get a book on the street. Now, you can either tell
with
them...
With this attitude of yours, if you would actually just shout on everyone and you would just, you know, misbehave, because I've got an email, all right? They don't complain for every client. All right, they call every second client, confirm the address, and make the deliveries. Eventually, you're the person that will be receiving it at your doorsteps. So they will confirm it from your end. Indeed, right? So for that, they were confirming your address, all right? Maybe they were trying to go and deliver it today. You never know, all right? But you actually...
They said delivery was next week.
Okay. I don't know about it. This is what I'm saying. What else did they tell you?
They told me they would ship on Tuesday if I gave them an address. I said, you're going to ship what? And they wouldn't give me a title. So what the hell am I supposed to do?
Did you ask for the title? And they didn't give you the title, you mean to say?
Correct. You know, I'm not new at this. I'm not a rookie.
I am quite amazed that how can this be possible, because whenever they would call you, all right, they would have all the information. They were just trying to confirm the address, or maybe the delivery guy was trying to confirm the address, all right, to have this taken care of. But, you know, this actually prolonged the process again, because they have paused that shipment and they send us an email. All right, now we have to resolve that email, that concern, and then the shipment would begin again. So I am quite confused. Why did you actually prolong the process? You should have given them your zip code or something like that, which actually identifies that, yes, this is you, or maybe ask them something that identifies that, yes, they are from Lulu. But this is not the way. I mean, you are prolonging the process at your end.
First off, the word Lulu never, ever was presented. Second off,
the lady that called you, she didn't tell you she's calling from Lulu.
She did not. Rick was the first call. I got a voicemail from him.
Okay.
I returned his call. I got his address, his phone number downstairs. I got nothing from Rick, and I called him three times and left two voicemail messages. This lady, Lily, did pick up the phone and was very secretive. She wouldn't provide any information because it was confidential, and she didn't want to. You know, all I want is my damn books. I've been making presentations without my books. I look like a fool. I'm telling people I got books for sale and I got nothing in my hand. Now, I'm going to make this real simple. Please call them, tell them to print and ship the books nicely, and just leave me alone. Ship me my books.
Of course, my friend. I don't want to marry you, too. Of course, I want to leave you alone. This is what the point is, and I wanted to finish off the job by making the deliveries of the book and finish this off. But I have
no idea.
This thing, you know what has happened. I just told you right now. We started the process, all right, from our side, everything was good to go. They called you up to confirm the address out of the blue, all right? I have no idea why. Maybe you're the person that's receiving it. That is maybe the reason they called you up directly to confirm this is your book. They're trying to ship it to you. That's it. Now, when you misbehave with them, they've paused the shipping process, and they're actually sending an email. Now, okay, hold on. I have no idea. I wasn't over the phone, all right? I'm listening to your part. I'm listening to their part, all right? I have no idea. I wasn't over the phone. Now, the process is that they have sent me an email, and they've opened up an inquiry. I will have to reply back to that email. Once that inquiry will be closed, then the shipping process will start. So
wonderful.
You have actually prolonged the process, all right? I have no idea why. I will send them an
address,
email, but again...
the books, talk to them, and that's it. That's all.
Bailey,
that's all it takes.
My friend, I have, again, you would have given them the address. You would have identified who they are. You would have given them the address.
Wouldn't identify themselves. They didn't give me... You told me Lulu. That's the first time I ever heard that name. They wouldn't give me any information. Except we want your address so we can ship books.
You're right on this. You're right on this. If someone won't tell you where they belong from and they would ask you for the address, if I would be at your place, I might do the same thing. But
wonderful.
You know, making sense, you know, I belong from a company, all right? I represent a company. So whenever I call someone, I do tell them, this is Daniel from Known Book Writing. This is what everyone does, all right? So I'm quite amazed why anyone from any professional company, which is Lulu, they've been working for years, and it's not that we are the only client of theirs. They have been printing books.
Here's another angle.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, you sent me a book, which was the initial copy. for review, and it came from a printer in North Carolina. I don't even know who this guy is, and all of a sudden at my door shows up through the mail a book as my first copy. Wonderful. Look good. We make a few changes with Lisa, and things are great. I tell Lisa what I want changes.
Yeah, I came
now,
to
this
know about
guy, Rick
it.
Shows
and
up.
I was being iter on that and everything. I came to know about it. I was connected with Lisa. She did tell me. She did update me about it. And we got that
but
fixed.
The point
the
is,
changes were done this time. This time the changes were
great,
updated.
Great. So Rick calls me.
We're good to go.
And by tracking his phone number, he's in New York. Well, why am I getting a call out of New York when the book was printed in North Carolina? I don't know. I don't care. So I call him up and I get Lisa. Or not Lisa, I beg your pardon. I get Lily. And and this is where the grounding is. You know what?
Okay, the first representative you named was Rick. He didn't give you any information. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
he
never, I never talked to Rick, and I called him three times.
To Rick, I'm sorry. And then you spoke with Lily, but she didn't give you any information about
she got me no
where
information except
from.
She wanted my address.
Okay.
I don't know who the hell she is.
See, if I would reply back to the email aggressively, all right, that, you know, this was your agent's fault, they should have provided information first. Because, see, if I would be at your place, I would have done the same thing. So if I would actually email them saying that, you know, Lily did not give out right information to the client, this is the reason he didn't verify the address. So I'm sorry on behalf of whatsoever it is.
Daniel, do me a favor.
They would, yeah.
Send them a short email. This is Mr. Saratella's shipping address. Print and send the books to this address with the tracking number so we can provide it to him. Don't get into a pissing contest. Let's get this book printed for 150 copies. I want grade A quality workmanship, and let's get this thing done with.
I need to get this thing. I'm on the same page with you, all right? I promise you I'm going to do the same thing.
That's all it takes.
The problem is that it actually prolonged the process. Now I will have to call them up and solve this issue. What I'm just trying to tell you, it has delayed the process a few more days. That is the only thing what I'm trying to tell you. All right. Now I'll have to call them up. They were supposed to give me a tracking on Friday, which now would be delayed because tomorrow is Friday. And I'm writing an email, and they will take 24 hours to inquire and then close whatever it is. All right. They also have a process of reviewing their calls and everything. Whoever called you, their call recordings will be available. They'll pull it out. They'll see that if it's the agent's fault or whatever it is, and they'll close the inquiry. All right. If they were wrong, because the way that you sound, all right, it does make sense that if a person won't disclose who he is, I won't give out anything. I won't even tell him, you know, what my shoe size is. So that does make sense to me. Okay.
You can ask there from their recordings. You will find the woman never identified herself.
The Lulu will do this in-house inquiry at their end, all right, because they're managers and whatsoever it is. I don't even know about their process. They will do some inquiry and, you know, within the company, and they will resolve it and close it. But the problem is that I extended the time. No worries. Give me till tomorrow. I'll just confirm your tracking ID, how soon it will be delivered to you, and how soon the shipments will be done. And hopefully I'll update you tomorrow on this. Would that be okay?
Just, if you want to, send me an email. If you don't want to, don't do anything.
My friend.
Next week, the books will show up here. I will be a happy camper. I can distribute what I have to distribute. I can do what I have to do.
Fantastic.
I am about to invert in a marketing campaign that is many millions of addresses of publication. I am ready to move on this book.
Okay, fantastic.
I have had it. This is the fifth publisher. I have been up to my neck in efforts. Even with the first publisher, as bad as they were, it wasn't this bad. They said, we're publishing, we're sending, we're doing, it's done, it's over. And all of a sudden, 50 copies showed up in my house. That's all. That's the way it should be.
That's the way it is supposed to be over here, too. All right, we did send you the first copy. Just make sure everything is up and up. We had changes on that. If we did not have any changes on the first copy, we would have shipped the books to you, and they would be at your
place.
The first copy
wasn't right.
It didn't have
an ISBN number.
Indeed. So this was a printing fault, right? And we got that solved now. Resolved.
Well, I'm not putting fingers on blame for anything. I'm just saying it wasn't there. I don't know who didn't put it on, but it wasn't there. Fine, it's there. Move it forward. Get it over with. You know, you can't.
All right, let me.
You can't linger on minor. You can't linger in this world on minor stuff.
I agree to this part, but these minor processes, you know, when these type of things happen, all right, see, I'm calling you, there is a reason for it. I'm not calling you just because, you know, everything is okay. All right, there
Daniel,
is a reason
I understand.
For it. I have got an email, and I was very pissed off at it, that why would actually Jim do that, all right? I mean, he won't just, you know, answer phones and, you know, abuse everyone who's calling him. You know, that does make sense to me. Though, let me go ahead and reply back to their email. They won't give me a tracking ID tomorrow for sure, all right? We
can't
expect it.
I don't even need
a tracking
ID.
ID.
When it shows up, it shows up.
The tracking ID would actually make sure that, you know, how soon the shipments will be done. You know, it actually,
now, let me make a suggestion to you to make to them.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them to consider packing the books in 50 books per carton, because 150 books is a heavy carton. 150 books is a heavy carton. So suggest they put 50 books per carton. However it comes in here, I will find a way to move it. But I'm only suggesting to you to talk to them. I don't care. I'll move it off the driveway on a hand truck, and I'll call my son from another city, and he'll move the rest of the books. That's not the point. I'm just making a small suggestion request. That's all. If they can't do that, fine. Not a problem. I'll get it done.
Okay, fantastic. I'll put the suggestion forward, all right? I hope so it goes through. In case if it does not, we'll go on with the with the regular thingy.
Whatever they deliver, it's all one box. I'll have UPS hand truck it into the driveway. It doesn't make any difference. However it comes in here, I will handle it, but I prefer 50 per. But that's not a problem. Only a suggestion.
Okay, makes sense. All right,
thank
so
you, Daniel.
Get this too, and I'll keep you posted. Hopefully by Monday or Tuesday, I'll receive the tracking ID, all right, for the books, and then we'll be able to track how soon the delivery will be done. Okay?
But you don't need to do this. I understand what you're saying.
I'll keep you posted. You know, my way of saying is that me or maybe Lisa will be in touch with you. They'll just keep you posted. So just be in touch with us. Just be patient, all right? This has delayed a bit process, all right? So just be patient with us.
I am patient. Believe me.
Thank you.
Trust me, Daniel. You almost died in December. I have been very patient with you. And I'm sure Lisa wants to cut off my head as much as the argument goes both ways. I understand.
Okay.
Thank you. Good night.
Not an issue, sir. Keep you posted. Good night.
Bye.